Good afternoon. Police in four countries have smashed an international drug trafficking ring in which cocaine was smuggled aboard commercial jets. Colombian police say 30 people have been arrested, including the suspected ringleader Jorge Juan Merlo of Spain. He was arrested in the Colombian city of Cali. Other suspects were arrested in Australia, Spain and the United States. Nearly 800 kilograms of cocaine, $200,000 in cash, and cars and cell phones were also seized. Authorities say the ring was centred in Colombia, from which cocaine was flown to other countries hidden in luggage aboard regular passenger flights. Also yesterday, Spanish authorities said they found nearly 6 tons of cocaine hidden inside a shipment of bananas. 16 people were arrested. Police also confiscated cash, guns and luxury cars in a raid in Malaga. Spain says Dutch criminals were behind that ring, in which cocaine from South America was smuggled aboard ships to Portugal and then trucked to Spain and the Netherlands. Hundreds of protesters in Madrid are urging the Spanish government and the Catholic Church authorities to prevent the remains of dictator Francisco Franco from ending up in the city's cathedral. The socialist government has promised to exhume the general's body from a glorifying mausoleum he had built. Franco's relatives have proposed reinterring the remains in a family crypt below the Almudena Cathedral, a move that would thwart the government's purpose for digging them up. Protesters yesterday marched to the cathedral, waving banners and chanting. The government says it can remove Franco's remains from the Valley of the Fallen, but can't legally stop his heirs from reburying them in a church. The government has signed a landmark deal to protect the rights of self-employed people. The changes will link the contributions of the self-employed workers to their actual incomes. The changes are part of the government rollout of fiscal measures to achieve a fairer society and are part of the proposed 2019 budget. The announcement comes as the government also agreed to ending so-called false self-employment before the end of this year by including a law that says workers offering their services for hire are, in monetary terms, employed by the company hiring them. And a 42-year-old woman died on Wednesday on the Costa Blanca after being run over by a drunk driver. The incident took place near to the La Zenia roundabout on the N332 on the Orihuela Costa. The driver of the vehicle, a 58-year-old Belgian woman, has since been detained. A breathalyzer test showed she was 3 times over the drink drive limit and has been charged with reckless homicide. She's expected to appear in court today. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.